You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Studying from home can be difficult for some students, and the added pressure of lockdown has taken a toll on student mental well-being. This is only increased by the uncertainty and difficulty students face accessing support from their academic institutions, which can affect their ability to study. Today, Connor speaks to Ishi Varma, who is the Welfare Vice President at AUSA, the student association here at the University of Auckland, to cover her perspective on student well-being. They talk about the struggles students have been facing, the support that's available for students, and the recent increase in the hardship fund. Here they are now.
Both AUT and UOA announced yesterday they are continuing online study regardless of alert level for the rest of semester two. How do you think this is going to impact the mental well-being of students from these institutions?
I understand like the university's perspective, and I understand the reasoning that they provided for, you know, shifting and creating this change. It was all in the name of certainty. But I think that students will take it a little bit hard because it is, you know, 6 weeks is still a lot of time considering we've just come out of 3 weeks of lockdowns, 2 weeks in our holidays. And it sucks to not be able to go on a campus, and it's going to suck for students to be able to not be able to use this, you know, services on campus, at least while we're in level four. And I mean, that's not the university's fault. It does make it difficult for students to stay at home and watch lectures and, you know, and study, especially for students that don't have a good environment at home to be able to study. And especially as we come up to exam time, it is going to be tough for students. I think students are incredibly resilient and we do adapt to quite a lot of things, but doesn't mean we don't deserve more. So I think I understand the university's call. I just wish that students had been asked about it before they made that decision.
I reached out to some students about their mental well-being during level four, and many have been dealing with heightened depression, anxiety, and relapses with disorders. I was wondering if you have heard from students about their well-being yourself, and if you have any advice during this time to upkeep their mental health.
Yeah, there's been a lot of students that have had added pressure, particularly to do with things like loss of income and struggling financially, as well as just being in an environment where it's not conducive to their studying, which has all resulted in a lot of pressure and stress around this time. And not just that, but just the whole concept of being in isolation for so long is daunting. And it's sad. And, you know, this is not how I'm sure any of us expected to be living out our, you know, days at university. So, yeah, it sucks. So, unfortunately, I have heard stories and people's experiences. In terms of advice, I mean, I'm also a student. I can understand and empathize. It's so difficult to reach out to try and get support for things like this, especially when you're isolated and you're feeling like it's such a horrible time and you're not okay. It's hard to be proactive and do something about it. It's hard to pull yourself out of that. As much as you can, it's really important to let people know around you. It's really important to let, you know, if you're living in a flat, to let your flatmates know, or if you're living at home, to try and communicate to your whānau and to let them know. But in addition to all of that, I think it's also really important, practically speaking, to let your course coordinators and your professors and lecturers know as well, just because compassion is sort of expected around this type of thing. So I think it's really important to proactively try your best to flick your course coordinators and lecturers an email to let them know what's going on. And more often than not, they will understand. They will be able to help you out or give you some extensions or, you know, some help with what you can do. There are plenty of support services available. And if you're having issues at uni with courses and that, we have an advocacy service at AUSA that's still running. So if you just Google that, you know, they'll be happy to help you with that sort of stuff. If you do need any broader support, feel free to email me. But there's a ton of resources available online. And AUSA will be doing like a big post later on in the week to update a little sort of document of support services available, and we'll share that with all students. So, yeah, there is support out there, but I understand that it's a tough time.
Going off the stress added from financial situations. Yesterday, it was announced that another $10 million was going towards student mental health, but it's being allocated to institutions. Will this be enough money to continue supporting students, and is it going to the right places?
The additional $10 million in the hardship fund is actually going towards institutions specifically for students undergoing hardship. So that looks like financial hardship mostly. Look, in principle, I think it's a great idea. Like, obviously, you know, we need more money in the hardship fund. And, you know, unfortunately, AUSA has had to close our hardship fund during COVID. We closed it about a week ago because we ran out of money in it, simply. And it's because as soon as, you know, 2 weeks ago, the lockdown hit, our hardship grant applications rose exponentially from people that were losing jobs left, right, and center, and people that were doing, they were on casual contracts, or people that whose employers haven't, you know, applied to put them on the wage subsidy. And we couldn't say no to that. So of course we approved as many as we could. But eventually we ran out of money because we didn't have enough in there. We actually did ask Campus Life to top us up because they did last year. They said no, and that sucked. And so at that point we didn't have an option. So we had to shut our service down. Well, technically till the end of the holidays, but we don't know for now how long, unless we can try and convince the university to give us some to top up our own hardship fund. I think it's great that there's more money coming in. I just hope that the university will work with us to administer that fund, because we can help. We're currently in the process of asking them to give us some more money now that, you know, there has been an injection of some cash into that account, into the hardship fund. But yeah, we'll see how that goes. Yeah, fingers crossed. Or at the very least, we're just hoping that university gets onto it and doesn't keep our students waiting.
Health Minister Andrew Little has said that students who are suffering should reach out to support networks. But I know personally that making that step can be difficult, and it can also feel quite degrading. Do you have any solutions for overcoming that boundary?
I think that, like, my approach to a lot of things in life is always, you know, proactive rather than reactive. And so a lot of the times when we're in a situation like this, in a lockdown that's going on for a while, it is quite easy for people to sort of isolate themselves within the, you know, wider isolation that we're in, and also, you know, not speak out as much, and it's very easy to, you know, push yourself into this little hole and not make noise or create issues. But I think in situations like this, it's really important for us just as students, but as a community and a society, to, like, proactively reach out to each other. And I think that's the easiest way we can deal with that, because, yeah, like, it's tough when you're struggling, and it feels like the onus is constantly on you to deal with everything yourself. But I think it's really important we all collectively reach out to other people. And so, you know, if you are feeling like that yourself, or if you do have friends that, you know, could be feeling like that, you know, they don't feel so alone and they don't feel so isolated, more so during this isolation. So, yeah, I think the easiest thing you could do is pick up your phone and message some mates and ask how everybody's going. And, you know, people might not be honest straight away. They might not tell you, hey, like, I'm feeling X, Y, Z, but I can guarantee it'll make somewhat of a difference, even no matter how small. So, yeah, I think being proactive in circumstances like this is really, really important. So, yeah, so if you're feeling up to it today, maybe, yeah, pick up your phone and message the mates and just see how they are. Doesn't need to be too dramatic, just, hey, how you going? Something like that. So, yeah, I think that's probably one of the best things we can do to take the onus off people that are struggling themselves during a time like this, to reach out for support, is proactively reach out to support them.
That was Ishi Varma, Welfare Vice President at AUSA, on student wellbeing during Level 4 lockdown.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.